Greetings and salutations, Poe lovers. Welcome to another edition of the Podcast, a podcast of all things Poe. My special guests today, Andrew and Mariah, local artists. Do you think that during this, the Halloween season, and because you are artists of the macabre, that Poe is bastardized during this season? People don't fully understand him. They just call him spooky. They misunderstand the true depth of his work.
I think most people don't understand who he is. They think of Nevermore, The Telltale Heart. Those are just the surface of who he was. He was a romantic. He was a cat lover. What man openly admits that he's a cat lover? I don't know very many.
It's she speaks of the beautiful and feline Katerina, said to have sat on Poe's shoulder as he wrote his masterworks, and sat on his wife's chest as she was struggling from the effects of tuberculosis, keeping her warm, and probably adding to more difficulty breathing.
Probably. But I think people bastardize him all the time. I mean, he is a spooky-looking character. He's not a very attractive man, but there's so much more to him than just
that mustache. Yeah. Are you pro-mustache or anti-mustache?
I'm un-mustache.
Un-mustache. Do you prefer mustache or mustachio?
I think mustache kind of sums it up, but I'm not anti-mustache. I just don't wear a mustache.
Do you appreciate beards on men?
They're all right. They can rock it sometimes.
They hide a multitude of sins.
Ooh. And part of your face.
Thank you very much for speaking to me today on the podcast.
Thanks, Guy. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for your love of Poe.